We're talking to Riley Duncan of the Twin Cedars cross country team after her third straight qualifying performance at the state qualifying meet, getting ready to go back to Fort Dodge for the third time. Riley, what does it mean to you to be able to go back for a third time?
It means a lot to me, and even though cross country isn't my favorite sport and I don't necessarily like running, you know, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to compete hard every single time. And, you know, after I do cross that finish line, it makes me actually like cross country a little bit. And making it to state, it's a great opportunity and super fun running up there and just an all-around great experience, and I love running up there and competing against the other best runners in the state.
Absolutely. And today was a tough course, a lot of runners very exhausted after it. What was it about this meet that made it extra satisfying to come away with, I believe it was a second place finish here, and you know, making another appearance at the state tournament?
Oh yeah, the weather conditions today definitely played a big part in that, along with the course. You know, there's a couple hills. It's pretty much flat for the most part, but those hills, you know, they're where you gotta make your money. You know, you gotta beat people going up and beat them going down, and the weather definitely didn't help. It was cold, but you know, that's part of cross country, and so you just gotta not have excuses and go out there and compete hard.
Absolutely. And I know that one of the things that you've really prided yourself on is the dedication you've had to putting in the work and the extra time to make sure that you could go back to state for a third time. What is it like seeing that come through, knowing that all your hard work has paid off?
It means a lot to me, and knowing that I was playing volleyball and cross country at the same time, and I knew that I wanted to make it to state again, and I couldn't do that without going out and putting in the extra miles and putting in the extra work. And it means a lot to me to know that everything I've done has paid off, and now I am going to compete in Fort Dodge against all these other great runners.
Absolutely. And you know, being second place in a meet like this with a lot of teams and a lot of different runners, and now you go to the state meet where again you're going to compete against a lot of runners and a lot of different teams and stuff like that. What is it? What is the preparation now going forward as you get ready for that state meet like?
Every day I'm going to go out, I'm going to run, I'm going to hit it hard. You know, I don't have as many teammates as most other teams have. I love my teammates, and, you know, I respect them very much, and they're both very good runners. But I'm going to have to go out there by myself, and I'm going to have to push myself, and I'm going to have to make myself better to go up there and be able to compete and, you know, hopefully at least get a top 10 finish up there and earn that All-State recognition again.
Absolutely. We hope that you can do that. Going into that meet, like you said, you don't have the teammates, and you make that long journey north. What is that like? Because I know you have some experience with that. What is that like going up there and competing and knowing that while other teams have those teammates that can help push, you kind of have that solo feel to the meet? What is that? What is that like, and how do you stay motivated for those?
One of my big things is I'm going to run who's on the front of my jersey, and I'm a big part of my school, and I love representing my community in that way. And going up there and having all these people look at us and be like, Twin Cedars, who's that? Well, I love that, and I love being from a small town and being able to represent my school and go up there and compete against those runners and show them that even though I'm from a small school, these small schools can still have great athletes, and they can go up there and compete just as good as all the rest of them.
Absolutely. Small schools could definitely have great athletes. Riley, thanks for the time. Congratulations on making it to the state meet for the third time in your career. Very exciting thing. We look forward to seeing how you do in that meet.
Thank you.